This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. Chinese pocket rocket Li Na was dominant against feisty Canadian Eugenie Bouchard yesterday, winning 6-2, 6-love.
I think this is the third time, so yeah, pretty close to the trophy. So yeah, at least I try to not falling down this time. Yeah, because last year in the final, I think I played well, but I only can say it's unlucky because of falling down twice. So at least I try to enjoy and stay in healthy.
After nearly losing to Lucy Safarova, Li was shocked back into form.
And if you win here, will you send Safarova a note or give her a part of your prize money?
I will send her a smile, you know. It's the only I can do.
And she's praying for more good luck.
I really feel after the match, I was getting second life in this tournament. So, you know, in China, we say if you have a tough time, you pass that. That's mean after you will be so lucky. Yeah. Or maybe they give me back from last year. I don't know.
After making her third final here in Melbourne, Li is sure she's still the most famous Chinese player to date.
I think Michael Chang is born in America, grew up in America, right? But of course, everyone wants to be famous, doesn't matter which way. Right? I mean, yeah, because right now in this world, so many people, they make a wrong decision, but they still come famous. So I really love my tennis life because tennis gave me a lot, changed my life as well. So right now I was more understand about the tennis and more love about the job and more enjoy about life. Of course, I love my country. You can see after I win the French Open, how many people stay behind me. So I know when so many people ask her, oh, where are you from? I said, Wuhan. They say, it's a small town. I said, yeah, not so many people. It's just like 10 million.
Her coach Carlos is finally happy with her.
I think he saw something. So he was asking, how's the feeling? I said, nervous. And he said, oh, congratulations. At least you are normal people, you know. If you cannot feel anything, I will worry about it. I said, okay, let's talk right now.
Eugenie Bouchard may not have won, but the mighty Bouch still has her genie army and the Biebs on her side.
How excited were you to get a tweet from Justin Bieber?
I was excited. This? It's an emu. Her name is Sheila. So I got a gift even though I lost, so thanks to the Genie Army for their support. The past 2 weeks, they've been awesome.
Her name is Sheila.
It's her name. It says it right here.
Dan Wawrinka was over the moon to beat Thomas Berdych in four tough sets and to be in his first ever Grand Slam final. He feels the moment has come at the right time.
Why are you smiling?
Oh, good question. I don't know neither. I feel great. It's amazing, you know. I didn't expect to make a final in Grand Slam in my career, and tonight it's happening, so I'm really happy. Well, this time it's because I'm the top of my career. You know, already last year I had the feeling that I was playing better, but I was dealing better the pressure also. I'm more mature. I'm 28 now. I'm on the tour since 10 years. Now I feel that it's my time to play my best tennis.
Never expected to make a final. When was the moment when you realised that you could?
After the match point tonight, I knew I was there, but no, before that for sure.
Stan doesn't have the best record against Rafa and Roger, but is excited about the prospect of playing his fellow countrymen.
If they can pull out, we'll be good. But for sure, to play a Swiss final will be amazing. First for Switzerland, for the country, he's the best player ever. For me, it's my first final, so just to imagine to play against Roger will be amazing.
Stan is definitely switched on and ready for Sunday.
There was only one break for the whole game, yeah. So did you notice that or did you know?
Yeah, I know. I know what's happened during the match.
Thomas Berdych wasn't in the mood to talk about what a close match it was.
Well, I mean, if I would feel that difference, then I would be nearly a genius. Because, as you said, you know, the match was extremely even and it was really so close.
Perhaps it's best if we steer clear of tennis and non-tennis related topics with Big Bird.
I know you buy watches every time you had a big result here. Is this a watch-worthy tournament, making semis?
No, I mean, this is something what really is not part of press conference right after the match, you know. I mean, I have other feelings going through my mind. And you're just coming with a question like that, so really I don't know what to say about it.
And definitely no questions about tie breaks.
Well, I mean, I'm starting to get quite annoyed with the matches losing in tie breaks, you know. I'm not pretty good in that, and I can give you quite many examples of losing matches in tie breaks, so I need to improve that definitely.
The other pocket rocket, Dominika Sibulkova, is on a roll, knocking out two big seeds in 2 days in Halep and Radvanska. And even she didn't see her devastating straight sets victory coming, which sends her into her first Grand Slam final as well. The 20th seed definitely doesn't want to think about making the top 10 anymore, though.
I don't want to talk about it anymore, you know? Like, it was so many years that, you know, everybody kept telling me, like, you should be top 10, you know, why not top 10? You know, I'm just not, you know, so we'll see what's going
to
happen.
Even though she's the first Slovakian woman to make a final, she still can't believe how popular she is with the media now.
More than 70, you know, in this press conference.
Yes? Okay. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Agnieszka Radwańska had a good run here in Australia, but was just exhausted and had nothing left to give on court.
Well, I think I feel like a slow motion today. I had a couple of tough matches, especially yesterday. Yeah, well, I think it was not fresh enough. But I think I spent twice more hours than her on court, and I think that's it.
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.